I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1089, A Gift for the Broken. There are some things we do in corporate worship each week at Highline. We sing, we pray, we preach, we give our offerings, and we take communion. We usually don't think, I'm not worthy to sing, or I'm not good enough to give, or I've messed up too much to listen to the sermon today. But there are a lot of people who have told me, I'm not worthy to take the Lord's Supper. We need to clear that up. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as Jesus has and does and continues to love us. I think the confusion with the Lord's Supper and our participation in it comes from one verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It goes like this. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let me make two very important points about that. First, you got to know the context. We have to keep the text in context, or we have a pretext for a proof text, as Tim Keller says. It begins with the word therefore. When you see a therefore in Scripture, you have to ask yourself, what is the therefore therefore? In other words, there was something before that. Now remember, Scripture was not written to you, but it was written for you. This particular Scripture was written to a messed up church that couldn't even do communion right without being selfish, unkind, and inconsiderate to others while they did it. And the second point is, it says an unworthy manner, not an unworthy person. The context of this passage is about partaking of the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner that seems to begin around verse 16 of that chapter. Paul mentions people who are being contentious, and there were divisions among them, verse 18. He mentions people getting drunk, verse 21. And then in verse 22, he says, don't you have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? In this I will not praise you. It's the manner, the way you take it, without care for others, that was the problem. Not the fact that you're a sinner, or that you messed up this past week, or you're not perfect, and so on. I love the line from Rich Velotis. It's super helpful here. Rich tweeted, communion is not a reward for the perfect. It's a gift for the broken. Boom. Thanks, Rich. So good. We don't take communion because we've got it all together. We take it because we don't. We come to Jesus, the perfect one, not to claim our own perfection. We aren't the Savior. We need a Savior. And at communion, we're reminded that we have one. Thanks be to God. Matt Slick wrote, finally, many Christians do not feel worthy of taking communion because of their sin. But the Christian should realize that communion is for sinners, for Christians who are sinners. It is not that communion makes sinning okay. The Christian should always war against his sin. But Christians should not withhold themselves from the table if they're trying to repent of their sins, and they're struggling to gain victory, but haven't yet obtained it. This is certainly not what it means to take communion in an unworthy manner. It is the struggle against sin that is the admission that we must depend upon Christ and His grace. In our struggle, we judge sin to be sin, and we war against it. It is precisely this struggle that is a vindication of our position with Christ and a manifestation of our need for communion as an act of dependence upon His work and grace. Here's the great question. What do you usually think about, pray about, when you take communion? Let's pray this prayer adapted from crosswalk.com. Lord Jesus, I bow before You in humility and ask You to examine my heart today. Show me anything that is not pleasing to You. Reveal any secret pride, any unconfessed sin, any rebellion or unforgiveness that may be hidden or hindering my relationship with You. I know that I am Your beloved child, having received You into my heart and life, and having accepted Your death as penalty for my sinfulness. The price You paid covered me for all time, and my desire is to live for You. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1090. In the meantime, I hope this really helped today. We are to examine ourselves, as Scripture says, before we take communion. But it's not to see if we're worthy. We're not. He is. If we know there are sins to confess or relationships to reconcile or attitudes to change, we'll take communion and ask for the grace and help to change what the Lord wants changed and to do what the Lord wants us to do. But remember, communion is not a reward for the perfect. It's a gift for the broken.